Hello, everyone.
Hey, everyone.
This is Aphrodite.
This is John.
With...
Wow, we're terrible at this.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. don't mind the train wreck.
Yes.
We're here to read again the part two of the most ridiculous sex tips from Cosmo.
And I...
excited.
I swear they are the best sex tips ever.
Oh, yeah.
So,
oh, yeah, they are.
Starting off where we left off at number 22. We're going to do the next 22, or the last 22, for a total of 44.
Yeah.
Number 23. Do we want to use our, like, yes, basic bitches voice? Or just whenever it applies?
We could. whenever it applies,
okay,
I think.
Good. Number 23, feed each other ice cream in the dark. Not being able to see means more spilling, which means more licking up the mess. Because, Becky, you totally know that the best thing you want to do with a guy in bed is get all sticky.
Ew. That's so gross. Like,
why would you want to get sticky in bed?
I have no idea. Like, and it's just gonna have your... You're gonna have to wash your sheets.
Yeah.
And, like... It's gonna make such a fucking mess.
Yeah.
Fuck. Also, hello, train. I don't know if you guys heard
choo,
that.
Choo, choo. Hey, it's part of the train wreck of this audio.
Ayo. Yes.
All right. Okay.
Number 24.
You're still screen sharing with me on Skype.
Yeah, I know. Whatever.
Genius.
Fuck it. Dab some peppermint oil on your neck and between your breasts. Studies found that the smell of mint has a revitalizing effect. Bonus, your boobs will smell extra fresh. Yeah, when your boobs stink, girl, put that peppermint oil in there. But, like, just imagine the dude wants to, like, I don't know, lick your breast or something. It's gonna taste terrible.
God, it's gonna be all, like tingly.
Do you know how much, like, peppermint oil is, like, concentrated and how disgusting that's gonna taste?
Be perfect.
It's so gross. And I hate mint. Anyways, so...
Fun. Yes. Oh, this... Oh, God, this one... Oh! Oh, okay, that's... Okay, I read that, the one I'm about... Number 25. Wear a cinnamony lotion or perfume. The smell of the smell of cinnamon buns. The smell of cinnamon buns increases mint's blood flow down there.
Why cinnamon buns?
I don't know. I thought it was trying to say, like, the smell of cinnamon burns. Like,
oh no. But, like, just imagine a dude, like...
Oh, God, I just got a...
Someone's making cinnamon buns, and, like, there's one dude that's like,
oh, God,
shit,
I just got a bad... So I just got a right bad now. Mental image.
Oh, no. He's like, is that cinnamon buns?
Oh, darling,
oh, shit, man, I want to fuck someone.
No, not fuck someone, I want to fuck that cinnamon bun.
Oh, no, damn it. Oh, shit. There's so much porn with that.
There is? Well, not, what the just, fuck are you watching?
Not just cinnamon buns.
Wait. You've told me for months now that you don't want to do food porn, and you tell me you're watching food porn?
I mean, sometimes I may watch some dudes fuck watermelon.
Okay,
like,
you know what? I'm pulling up a cinnamon bun fucking video.
Oh, no. Oh, no, I
cinnamon.
Need Tizzle.
Okay, of course, Trailer Park Boys is the first one. I should actually put the word porn behind it. I have a feeling a lot of this is going to be some racist stuff.
Oh, no. Videos.
Oh, I should probably search on Bing. That's probably the best. I don't even know how to spell cinnamon.
I'm going to search on Pornhub. Shout out to Pornhub.
Yes.
If you want to sponsor me and give me money, I'm all for it. No, I'm just kidding.
Cinnamon rolls fucking porn. Oh, yes, I was right. There's a lot of racist stuff. Oh yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah. Holy shit.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
one, though. I love how it, since in my home country, it automatically searched for results in French. And, like, it's just black cinnamon, une naine qui aime clairement la bite. And it's, like, a freaking, like, midget. Is that offensive to say? I'm sorry.
Wait, are you looking at the same video I'm looking at?
I don't know.
Okay, never mind.
I'm sharing my screen with you. Oh, you're not sharing your screen with me.
Sorry.
There's no actual cinnamon bun.
I know.
I'm kind of pissed.
Because you said it, watermelon fucking porn.
Come on,
I just want to see a dude fuck a yes, that dude's fucking a watermelon. Yes! Wow, I hope my doors are not, like, wide open.
Fucking a watermelon. Watermelon and pussy, no. No. No.
Oh my god, this is the...
How to eat a watermelon. I have that on Pornhub.
This is the best video ever. What? I have to link you it. I have to... This is poetic.
Cute BBW pissing a watermelon. Good clip.
That's not what I linked you. Tell all the people listening. Oh my god, this is the best. Okay, start it in 0 seconds and tell me we're going to play it at the same time and freaking react to this live.
Alright, Jesus.
Oh my god.
Oops. 3, 2, 1.
Okay.
Melon fuck. Short version.
Just what the fuck's the music going on? Makes this video perfect.
Yeah, that
no,
music.
No, watch, though. Watch when it kicks in. This isn't even the best music.
Oh, Jesus Christ, really?
Yes.
Oh, no. It's the art of the tiger in the background, by the way, guys.
He's pulling his pants down. He's penetrating the watermelon.
Oh, no.
He's getting inside the watermelon. It's taking him some time. He's inside and he's...
he's not too used to it.
He's fucking the watermelon. He's shaking his ass. He's still having trouble. Oh, now he's fully penetrating the watermelon.
Dun, dun, dun.
Please tell me there's actually lyrics in this. Aw, it doesn't sound like it. Oh, camera angle and music change to classical music.
Oh. What?
Dude's like balls.
I love how he has a cock ring, but like,
it's around his
it goes
balls.
All the way up. What?
It's around his balls.
Yeah, it's around his balls.
The dude's like balls deep. The dude is balls deep in a watermelon.
His balls look like a tiny butt.
Sorry, I just hit my mic to everyone listening. Okay, I'm fast forwarding to see if this dude comes inside the watermelon.
Oh god.
Oh my god. Tell me he does. Oh my god, tell me he cuddles it! Yes! He cuddles it!
Oh no, are you kidding?
Yeah, I'm not kidding, he cuddles it.
I love how it has a freaking roll credit, like,
yeah.
And it says, no melons were injured in the making of this. A stunt melon was used.
Did you see the part where he falls asleep?
Oh, I'm seeing it. I'm seeing it right now.
He cuddles the fucking watermelon. Oh my god.
I think we got a little bit off track there.
Yeah, we did.
Okay, let's just go back on track. Alright.
Yeah, back on track now.
Alright, number 26. Use, in quotation marks, your electric toothbrush, or, quotation marks, your iPhone when your vibrator is out of batteries.
Smart.
okay, like, so, I hope you don't get too wet, otherwise your iPhone's gonna be fucked. And also, I hope you don't use that electric toothbrush anymore.
Yes, because everything...
Because, ew.
Yeah.
Ew, I have a pubic hair on my electric toothbrush. Oh god, that actually made me gag. Ew.
Okay, number 27. When you've got an annoying roommate, rent a horror movie and play it while you have sex. If they hear any screams, they'll assume it's the movie.
This will also create a relaxed ambiance.
I can...
Or how not, like, how to get your roommate to move out.
Okay. My only question... Screaming and sex is not the same as horror movie screaming.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I'm not gonna judge, but like, if, you know, if you're having sex and I'm not gonna scream because it's gonna like make everyone go deaf. But like, if you're having sex and you're screaming like you're fucking having a killer coming after you, where you're like, ah, that's probably bad.
Yeah, or if while you're listening to a horror movie, if you scream like this, ah,
yeah, the killer's.
I have some questions for you.
The killer's gonna just keep on chasing you, not gonna catch you.
Oh yeah.
Wow, these tips are bad.
Oh god. Anyways, number 28. On femme selection, avoid anything that'll cause hearty belly laughs, like super bad. A jiggly tummy won't make you feel good.
Uh-huh. I have to double check something on here, because if... Let me double check this. Okay, yeah. Isn't super bad like a very rapey movie?
I have no idea.
I'm pretty sure it is. I had to double check it, and I'm pretty sure it is. It's probably that's a bad movie to watch either way.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, baby, let's have sex while we watch Superbad. It's like, yeah, okay. This is not going to end well.
Nope.
Okay, number 29. Okay, I'm going to read this blind. This is a long thing. When he's least expecting it, tell your man you need some change, then stick your hand in his pocket and touch his penis through the fabric, pretending that you're really digging around there for that coinage you need. When he's good and hard, whisper something in his ear like, is that a roll of quarters in your pocket, or are you just glad to see me?
Really?
Wow.
Really? Really. Also, how much digging around do you have to do to make him fucking hard? Like, I don't know a lot of dudes who, as soon as you touch his penis, he's gonna be hard, you know? So you'd really need to, like,
digging around in his pocket for, like, a minute and a half or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, God, nope, I nearly got it. It's like, I'm not even wearing fucking pockets.
Imagine doing this while you're in public.
Yeah, it's like
so awkward.
Yeah, it's not like you can just have your hand down there, just like sitting there either. You have to like be moving it around, so like his entire lower half is like shaking.
Yeah. Also, I love how we're not even addressing is that a roll of quarters in your pockets, or are you just glad to see me? Because it's literally the most cliche line out of every fucking thing. Like,
yeah. I actually wonder, is there like a female equivalent of that saying?
I have no idea.
Like, I can't think of any. I mean, I can think of stupid ones, but I can't think of any like cliche ones like that.
I don't know.
Like, this is terrible, but like, hey, darling, do you have a leaky water bottle in your pocket? Yeah, that tortilla was bad.
Oh, no. If you have any idea in the comments, you can tell us.
Yeah.
Alright, number 30. Slide your hands down the front of his pants and grace his goods when you can tell he's had a hellish day. He really doesn't want to answer questions like, are you okay? But your caress still sends the message that you're picking up his vibe. What?
Oh, wow, I just realized I had a pop-up on my screen from that watermelon fucking video. Oh. That's not what I was expecting as a pop-up. Wow.
What?
You know the site we were on was a gay porn site? Yeah. I got a gay porn pop-up, and some of these guys are good. I'm clicking out of it.
By the way,
yes.
What from that tip? Like, just like,
yeah.
You know when you want to be there for your man, but you're like, yeah, but I still want to have sex though. So like,
it's like, I know your day's been terrible, but I need that fucking cock.
Yeah, like,
the thing is, I don't think any guy like would be like, I'm sorry, I can't have sex with you, I'm sorry, I just need to go sit down.
Well, I know some dudes.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know personally, but I think... Anyways, awkward. But, like, you know, I don't think a dude would be, like... I mean, I may not know dudes, but, like, a dude's really pissed off or something, yeah, and then your girl's like, yeah, but let me have sex with you, though. I don't think he'd be, like, super in the mood.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Anyways.
Number 31. Why are all of these involving pockets? Slip your hand into his back pocket and lightly stroke his ass. Since it's totally private and hidden from everyone else that's not behind you, it conveys that you're feeling especially attracted to him.
Uh-huh, nobody's gonna see you doing that. Like, totally private.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Wow. All right. I love how they skip from number 31 to number 33. There's no number 32.
Okay, I'm going to scroll down just number-wise and make sure we actually have an extra one. No, we don't. So it's going to be 43 tips.
Nice.
Lovely.
Congratulations, Ben Raininja.
That means we have to make up one.
Oh, no. When he's on his way home from work, start giving yourself some solo pleasure and accidentally dial him up. All those breathy oohs and ahs will be motivation for him to get to you in time to join in on the action.
See, the thing is, like, yes, that is a terrible tip, but I know there are posters on here that actually listen to audios driving to and from work.
I know.
So, like...
But it's just, like, a tease, I guess.
I guess, yeah. I mean, I mean, there are people that actually listen to audios, like, to and from, but, like, calling them up on your phone?
Also, the next tip is for us.
What is it? Oh, yes. Number 34. I don't think this is good advice. Record your voice on your cell phone the next time you have a solo session. Then send him the audio file in the middle of the day with just the text, "Want to hear me do this tonight?"
It's for audio posters.
Yeah.
It's for us.
Yes.
It's made for us. But it's not that good of a device either, so...
I will admit, I've done it a couple times.
Oh.
Well...
I was going to say to who. I can guess
yeah.
who.
Yeah. Well, I've made posts about my girlfriend before.
Yeah.
I think I did it once. I sent her an audio out. I think I titled it wrong. I fake titled it. I was like, yeah, can you listen to this audio test? I just want to test out, like, editing and get your opinion on it. Yeah.
Nice. Nice. Yeah, I probably did this to, like, some people, too.
Yeah.
Back in the day when I used to have the time to do shit like this.
Back in the old days.
Yeah, when I was, like, a new poster, I used to send private audios to, like, all of my fans. Now, fuck the shit, I can't do it anymore.
You realize, you're gonna post, you're posting this on your account. You know how many freaking guys are gonna possibly listen to this and hear you say that?
Oh, they're gonna be like, yeah, where yes. the private audios at, though?
Come on, Aphrodite, you have to give me a private audio.
Oh, no. There's so many people... Anyways, I'm not even going to dive into that.
I know what you're talking about because you've told me about it before. But, yeah.
Anyways. As you're eating dinner together, say something X-rated like, "See how I'm devouring this piece of meat? That's how I'm going to devour you."
Om nom 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 nom.
No. That's not sexy. Just, like, I'm just picturing the girl eating ribs.
Oh, God.
With her, like, and having
tearing the tearing the meat
everywhere.
Off the bone. Like, I'm going to do this to you
tonight. Just looking at him and, like, raising her eyebrows, like, girl.
Yes. Or eating, like, a giant turkey leg, just like, "I'm going to do this to you tonight." Just take a giant chunk out of it. It's like, the guy's going to, like, run away screaming.
Next one.
Number 36. Hide your turned-on vibrator in his sock drawer. When he figures out where the buzzing is coming from, Tell him he gets to experience its pleasure power.
What? Wait. For him?
I don't... Well, see, the other thing I don't get... Vibrators don't really, last very long. Unless it's, like, a hot... Unless it's, like, a super high... Well, I'm assuming when she says, like, turn it on and leave it there, like, she's throwing it in there in the morning for him to, like, come home to later in the day and just find it.
Oh, jeez,
like,
okay.
Yeah,
no.
Like, like hiding it in his drawer for, like, eight or nine hours straight.
That would not work. Yeah. Alright, next one. Give him a beer facial. What kind of facial are you talking about? The combination of the egg white and the yeast and the hops hydrates and improves skin elasticity. But you can just tell him that your lips can't resist his delicious beer-flavored face.
Okay, before we talk about that, read the headline of the next section we're about to jump into.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. No. These are going to be the worst tips ever.
Yes.
I've read the one I have to read. Oh, my God. It's about cheating or sleeping with one eye open.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. This is going to be bad.
Oh, no.
Okay, so the beer facial. That's exactly what I want on my face, is raw egg and yeast.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I just love the little comment they made on it. They say, like, in fact, please say exactly that. My lips can't resist your delicious beer-flavored face. Just so that I can know that somewhere someone actually said that.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Wow.
It's just like, oh, no, baby. We want to have sex, but you need to do this beer facial, though.
Take this beer.
No.
Oh, God. This is going to be very, like, cheesy, but this brings a whole nother level to, like, beer goggles.
Oh, no.
Yes.
God damn it. God. Okay. Cheating.
Yes.
Oh, God damn it.
Okay, question number 38. If your guy is suddenly going around all happy and whistling, then you need to find out why. Because we all have to be, woe is me, my favorite character is Eeyore.
Yeah, like, every time a dude's happy, it's because he's cheating, obviously.
Yes, like, obviously. I'm so happy.
You know? Like, wow. Mm-hmm.
Listen, darling, I'm cheating on you with my left hand. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
I'm cheating on you with my vibrator.
Honey, I'm sorry, but there's more than one.
Oh, no. Number 39. Be careful. Be especially careful if he's neat, well-groomed, or spending more time at the gym. Because, yeah, obviously your boyfriend needs to be fucking dirty as fuck. And, like, not
yes.
in shape. And, like, fat and shit.
Yeah.
Obviously. Obviously. Otherwise, he's cheating on you, bro.
Of course. Number 40. If his wardrobe is constantly changing, watch out.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Or just, you know, communicate with your man.
Or, the seasons and temperature might be changing.
Yeah. No, totally not. It's only because he's cheated on you. Number 41, not eco-friendly? It could be a sign that he'll trash your relationship, too.
Oh!
What the fuck does that have
yes!
to do with anything?
I love that tip. Yes!
Is that actually serious?
God, I hope so.
Serious?
I hope it is, because that is fucking hilarious.
What the fuck?
Oh my God.
What the fuck?
God, I hope that's a real sex tip.
I don't know.
I really hope it is. Wow. Are you Googling it I am?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Did you just read that one or did I?
I did.
Number 42. Keep your eye on a guy who loves the social network. He may need constant attention.
Okay, so, like, a dude that's on GWA is not a good boyfriend.
Yes.
Because he needs attention. Especially you, Dorf.
Of course.
You need constant attention.
I'm a basic bitch because I make custom audios for people, and I'm such an M for M whore.
You're such a whore. Oh, my God, Becky.
Becky, just because I make female collabs and I have, like, 15,000 audio files on my computer of women moaning doesn't mean I fucking enjoy them. It's actually, oh, no. It is funny when I get, I've told you about this before, but I'm saying it for the sake of the audio. I love it when I post a massive female collab, and I get messages that are like, hurt, John, you don't deserve this shit, you're just doing this so you can have the audio files on your computer.
Brr. Especially since you don't listen to audio.
Yeah, well, I actually don't, I talked about that once on Backstage, I think. How I literally...
And you just... In your AMA that you did not post
I'm going to post it eventually. I actually... This is going to be cheesy, but I actually recorded my own version for my girlfriend. For her to listen to. Nice. On the when she drove down here.
Lol.
Yeah. I made it more personal. But speaking of the AMA... Well, you know how I have finals this week.
Yeah.
If I have the time, since... We're not going to be able to talk Thursday. Uh-huh. I might try and record it then. Because I've got to record 2 hours worth of your audio in Audacity for the AMA.
Yeah, I know. It's not 2 hours. It's like an hour and 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm still stupid with math.
He thought that, like...
I thought we had...
it was 120 minutes.
Yeah.
But it was actually an hour and 20 minutes?
Yeah. I did not realize Audacity did that. I thought it was purely by, like, minutes.
Yeah.
Because, well, in my defense, that's what freaking Soundgasm and all them do.
Yeah, I know.
Speaking of that, okay. I need to tell you about an audio idea when we stop recording.
All right.
Anyway.
Next tip. that's me. I need to do this. Okay. On apologizing... Why do you need tips to apologize? Just fucking apologize.
It's too late to apologize.
It is too late to apologize.
It's too late.
Reach over and grab his knee when you're both sitting.
Okay.
I don't get how that's a bad tip, though.
Okay. I love the comment it makes. Details really are key here. Least you can fuse a simple knee grab with sweeping the leg. Yes! Sweep the leg, darling. Yes. Sweep the leg while you apologize to him.
Oh, no. I love how it says, also, the knee is neutral territory. As is to say, it's unlike Palestine. The Falklands or his penis?
Yes.
When you're apologizing, grab his penis, girl.
Grab his penis, don't let go till he apologizes. Or wait, you're apologizing to him. Who knows?
Alright, next one.
This is the last one in the article before we have to make up our own.
I have one here in the bottom of it, but don't read it.
Okay. Number 44. Grasp his hands and coax them into a prayer position. Then position his hands over his ... Your words will become more persuasive to him, though he won't know. Wait, over his cock? What?
Grab his hands and coax him.
And then position his hands over his ... Your words will become more persuasive to him, though he won't know why. I can't even do, like, a prayer position with my hands right over my cock, because I can't...
I think it's your hands over his. No, it's his hands. What the fuck?
Then position hands over his... Grasp his hands and coax them into a prayer position. Then position hands over his. I think you are right. I think it's putting...
I think
it's putting your hands over his, so you're, like, grasping his hands. I think.
Aside from the fact that it requires standing like a pair of coupling monks.
Yes.
And the last one that there is in that article, that's not an actual tip, but it's just like a little end of the word, like end of the article thing. Always remember the sage words of Cosmo. Lick his eyelids and then blow on your saliva.
Perfect. Now we both need to come up with a sex tip because I've been hyping it up.
I can't. I don't know.
Think of the worst one possible.
All right.
Let's see. Girls love it on the first date if you surprise them with anal.
I know.
There, that's my sex tip. I'm gonna keep on thinking up random ones.
Oh no.
Sex is exactly like you see in porn.
Yeah, totally. When she's giving you oral, be sure to pee in her mouth. That'll teach her.
Okay. We need to come up with some of these, because this could be like hilarious. The worst sex tips you can think of.
Oh no. When she says no, continue.
Men want sex all the time, so take it from them.
Oh no, it's getting a little too rapey. Yeah.
Okay, I have a good one to take it away from rape. In the need to wake up your man and get him ready for sex, pour a cup of coffee on his cock to wake him up.
Oh no. Want your man to be surprised? Heat up some warm oil and shove it up his butt. Shout out to the amazing atheist.
Are you reading the comments?
No.
Oh.
What?
I didn't know if there were comments or not. I'm okay. I still have the melon fucking video on my copy and paste, not the article.
There are. There's a comment in Arabic.
What is it?
Arabic. Arabic. Oh. Arabic. Yeah. Sorry, I could not pronounce that. There's two comments in Arabic.
Let's see.
Lol, someone's like, my boyfriend left me since 4 weeks ago after I tried almost every spell caster to restore my relationship, and I was disappointed by all of them.
Are these just like random
articles?
None
of them worked. This is a comment on the article.
Oh god. I have to scroll down and see this.
Oh, it's literally like a scam thing. Uh-oh. It's like, a week later I got this email address, and there's an email address, from a website, and after his spell was done on my boyfriend, it worked very fast, and the result was effective.
Okay.
Mr. Blah 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 is the only spellcaster who I had success with. You're saying literally that you need to, like, hire a freaking witch to cast a spell on your boyfriend so that your boyfriend can stay with you. What the fuck?
Let's see. Any other bad sex tips that we can think of? Like, god-awful.
Actually, I need to leave, John.
Of course. Oh, okay, yeah. I didn't realize how much time we recorded this. Okay.
Yep.
yeah, okay. I guess we'll, this is the end of the Cosmos Sex Tips. We might do another if you guys like it.
Yeah, with a different article.
Yeah.
It sounded like I said article. Anyways.
Okay.
Oh no, I see this one. 17 Shades of Stupid. Cosmo's Worst BDSM Tips.
Oh god, yes.
Do you guys want us to say that?
Save that article, link it to me on Skype right now.
Yes. Alright. Okay. We'll be back with maybe this if you guys want it.
Yes.
Anyways. this was Little Miss Aphrodite.
And this is John.
And I hope you guys have a good day and that you enjoyed it.
See y'all. Woo.
Bye.